All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Paul Rivera, the CEO of Electromechanica. Paul, welcome back. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Steve. Thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so we talked recently about your facility, your U.S. assembly plant that you picked this site in Mesa, Arizona, and now you've had the official groundbreaking. So before we get into the facility itself, just the thoughts about finally getting literally a shovel into the ground.
Yeah, it was a really exciting day yesterday, right? Because finally it was a culmination of a very long search, getting it down, as you know, to between the Nashville area and then the Phoenix area and Mesa area, and then finally selecting the site and then getting to the point where we were out there yesterday under the tent and then putting shovels in the dirt. And we're just excited. As I said before, the state of Arizona and the Arizona Commerce Authority made a great proposal. So Sandra Watson, Governor Ducey, they just made a great overall proposal. It puts us close to the logistics of being on the West Coast and our target market. And for us to have just all the dignitaries there and to have a group of people that were dear to us there to celebrate this momentous occasion for our company was really, really exciting for us.
Give us just a couple of quick details about the assembly plant. It's scheduled open next spring, right?
Yeah, so it probably more towards the summer. It's probably about a 14-month build, right? So 235,000 square foot, employing somewhere up to 500 people after we get up and going and really, really get up and going. So it won't be that at the beginning. But you know, Steve, one thing that's important is that we are actually starting to hire here already, right? So it's not like we're waiting to hire up until that point where we open the doors of the assembly facility to hire. We actually started to post jobs here for engineering people here in the greater Phoenix and Mesa area. And it's exciting for us because we're hiring skilled engineers and power electronics people and battery people and controls people here. And we'd be putting them into temporary, you know, workspaces until we have the facility up and going. So it's really, really great. And we're just excited to get to this point.
And I would imagine that it's also going to have a research center as well. So there's obviously things that, you know, down the road that you may be looking at and gives the ability to have everybody all under one roof, so to speak.
Well, and that's the point, right? The point is to have a facility that enables us to do both engineering and evolve the Solo. And, you know, we have aspirations for other vehicles, as you know, as well, right? So evolve the Solo and continue to build out the global vehicle, which we've talked about before, because this vehicle is a U.S. vehicle and it's about U.S. awareness, but then the next vehicle is the global vehicle. So our engineering tech center, labs, power electronics labs, vehicle dyno cell, battery testing facility there, and then also the assembly facility for a made in the USA product for not only our U.S. retail customers, but U.S. fleets and commercials, commercial customers as well.
Yeah. And last question, and that is just sort of the focus over the next, the rest of this year. Paul, where is it at?
Obviously, just continue to build out the retail footprint, continue to get going on the construction of the facility, right? Hiring the engineers, and then, of course, just getting those first vehicles into the hands of customers. But it's such an exciting day yesterday, and just we're just looking forward to continuing on our journey. And I appreciate all the support, and thanks again for having me.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks very much, Paul. Good to see you again. That's Paul Rivera, the CEO of Electromechanica.